Now at verse 7, we see that God overtures Israel to trust him. And here we have again that reference to idolatry. So the carpenter, verse 7, I'm reading. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he smootheth with the hammer him that smote the anvil, saying, it's ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails that it should not be moved. Now, in an emergency, there were those that hammered him out a god, that is, a temporary idol. But now God says, verse 8, but thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. In other words, God now turns to Israel to comfort them in their distress. He says, instead of hammering you out an idol, why not turn to the Lord? And after all, he knows you're a sinner, and he still calls them Jacob. Jacob meant the crooked one. It's God who made him a prince with God, and God wants to do that now for the sons of Jacob. And Abraham, you remember, was called a friend of God. And God wants to bring these people into a right relationship with him. Now he says here in verse 10, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. I'll strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, this verse certainly has been a pillar of strength and a source of comfort for God's children in every age, and it should be that. Now, he says here as he moves on that if they attempt to oppose God, that would be the very height of folly, because time's going to reveal that, because we're moving toward a day when all these adjustments are going to have to be made. Now here in verse 13, this is a very remarkable verse. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I'll help thee. Now this is God's gracious overture to trust him. What comfort that is. God wants to take us into his confidence, enable us to walk with him, to have fellowship with him, to know him. My, what mankind is missing today. And some people can even get so involved in church work that they miss all of this. This is a very wonderful section. God speaks right directly to him. Verse 14, he says, fear not, thou worm Jacob. You may think you're something, but you're a nobody. We're a nobody. It's only God that can make us a somebody. Little man frets down and struts across the stage of life, as Shakespeare put it, and he huffs and puffs like the old wolf around the little pig's house, huffing and puffing. That's man today. And where is he going? What is he getting out of it? And some of them see the futility of it all and take their own life. Well, where else are they going to turn, friend? The only place you can turn today is God. And what men are missing today, the fellowship, the salvation, his goodness, his grace, all of these are yours if you but turn to him. Now he talks to them about the material blessings of the millennium, and they're going to be there. He'd like to talk to you and me about the spiritual blessings we have now and those we're going to have in eternity.